Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, and you're listening to Chamber Chat. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, which we do have a lot of them, actually, the week of November 12th, we've got a lot of things happening. We've got lunches with leaders. We have a healthcare forum. We have our business after hours. And we have Chamber University. So go to DurangoBusiness.org and get registered and look it all up. And then when you need a good night's stay, go to Hampton Inn. Maria from the Hampton Inn, thanks for coming in.
Well, you're so welcome. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I have to say, I have referred people to your property over the years, and you're located up there on North Main.
Yes, correct.
You're across from Salt 360.
Right. And they're fairly new and they're so interesting. The nicest people that I've met. But I have to tell you, being on North Main, it's the location that is absolutely the best.
Well, and we're building our new chamber building kind of right across from the high school. So we're kind of in that North Main hood, so to speak.
Right. You're coming out into the hood.
We're going to be neighbors with you.
Yes, you are. I'm very excited about that. Yeah. I'm excited that you're going to have some good parking too.
Well, we'll have some parking and we'll have some easy pull in, pull out, get information. And thank you guys for, also being a chamber member. But what I want to ask for the folks that don't know, and I'm really talking funny, I think it's my jet lag from being on vacation, but so you guys are locally owned and operated. Chris Vivolo has had the property for how many years?
Since 1994.
Wow.
Yes, 1994. And Chris is big into the community and he's had several properties over the years.
Right.
Is now focusing on the Hampton Inn.
Wow. And, I believe he was on the chamber board or maybe even when it was DACRA. So he is very ingrained in the community.
Yes, he is.
So what are some of the amenities that you guys offer at the Hampton Inn that I want to say separate you from the others?
Oh, gosh. There's so many.
Yeah.
Where do you start?
Do you have breakfast?
We do. We have an incredible breakfast. Actually, Hilton just rolled out a new breakfast, and
we've
been getting rave reviews on it.
Uh-huh.
So, you can pick and choose. You've got the light and healthy or the hearty.
So I can get, eggs maybe or some...
You can do omelets. You can do eggs. There's sausage. There's pancakes.
You can do omelets.
Waffles. I should say waffles, maybe not pancakes.
Go back to the omelets. Yeah, omelets.
Yes, you can make your own omelet.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So there's great little kitchen space, and then you can go in and you can choose what you want. So if you wanted granola and fruit and yogurt, or if you had to go into the omelet, now see me, I'd be on the omelet.
Well, heck yeah. Got to have that protein,
I know.
So you can have omelets, you can have bacon, eggs, sausage, and pastries.
It seems like there's bagels that you have a little toaster oven that you can put bagels through. So, yes, and there's even some pastries.
Well, pancakes?
Waffles.
Or waffle. Oh, waffle.
So you've got the waffle iron.
Okay, right.
So the other day I had to make one, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I've never done it before on these fancy waffle irons.
Right.
So you pour your little stuff on there.
Sure. Close it.
Close it. And then you got to flip it.
Yep.
And then you wait the prerequisite amount of time.
Right. And it beeps.
Yeah, and it beeps at you.
Uh-huh.
And oh my gosh, this waffle is golden brown. It was perfect.
Really? I'm going to come by. Will you make me a waffle?
Yeah, okay.
So what I like to point out because, at the Hampton Inn, up on North Main, what I love is the fact that, you've been traveling, you check into the hotels. And usually for me, it's usually later in the evening or whatever. Got to tell them, I haven't forgotten you. I will be there, but I'm checking in late. And then to be able to get up, go down, get a cup of coffee, have breakfast, not worry about where to go to get breakfast.
Right.
And that's all included in the whole price.
It's all included in the whole price. And you touched on a point of getting in late, worrying about making sure if somebody's there.
Right.
We always have somebody there. So our front desk is 24/7.
Oh, very cool.
And we're also very excited because they're very knowledgeable about Durango itself. So they can be also as a concierge service. Get to tell you where to go, what places, if you're asking for something specific, they can get you pointed in the right direction. And also being on North Main, we have such easy access for in and out, ample parking.
Yeah, so parking, let me ask you about that. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Sure.
So is there an additional fee? Because that's one of those things when you check in a hotel and you go in and then all of a sudden you go to check out and I'm like, what's this resort fee? What's this parking fee? What's this fee? What's this fee?
We are free parking.
Really?
Absolutely.
If you stay at the hotel.
Well, yeah.
I shouldn't point that out. I don't want to.
There's a few caveats with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's so nice about it is that you're close to activity, so you can, downtown is just a minute right. or two away, you know, north, south, east, west. It's just easy access to all of the things that Durango has to offer.
And you could catch the trolley.
Yes, thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
So if you don't feel like driving downtown, especially if it's been really busy, because sometimes, you know, that traffic can get
parking,
a little,
yep.
oh. The trolley is there to take you right downtown, and it's just fantastic. Our guests do use that quite a bit.
Right. Now, you know, we have the holidays coming up, and I joke and say, you know, family are like fish, you know, don't keep it more than 2 days in your house. And, you know, or, you know, you may just have, you know, a large family or a small family, or you just, you know, the outlaws are coming in. You don't want them to stay at the house.
Right.
You guys, I'm sure, have some great opportunity or great availability coming up with the holidays.
We do. And of course, that's really important, especially like you said, if you don't want the outlaws to stay for too long.
Right.
You know, and so what we have done is we want everybody to feel like they're family at the Hampton Inn, especially
nice.
If you're local, because it's important to us to make sure you feel welcomed and all of that. So during the 416 fire, we actually housed a lot of evacuees mm-hmm. and really have made some great relationships with these people.
Nice.
So we are extending a 416 fire promotion, if you will,
okay.
for the holidays.
Now, if you weren't impacted by the 416 fire, but you have, can you take advantage of this?
Yeah.
So like I was out on the, I live on the Mesa and didn't, so I could call and say, family, friends are coming in.
Yep.
Want the 416 deal.
The 416 deal. Yes, absolutely. Because bottom line is, we were all impacted by that
absolutely.
Fire. Absolutely. So we want to make sure that we take care of you and make sure that you feel as important to us as you really are.
So if what's the best way to, you know, take advantage of the not only the wonderful amenities at the Hampton Inn, but to the 416, do I go online? Do I call? Is there a code or something I need to do?
You can do all of those. You can do it mm-hmm. online. You can do it over the phone. And it's just the code is the 416 fire. Me personally, I like to actually talk to someone when I'm making a reservation.
I do too.
I like to have that human being, that human contact.
Mm-hmm.
So I would call.
Now let me ask you this, because sometimes I've checked into hotels and the, you know, quite frankly, the beds are the most uncomfortable thing. So I'm going to ask, do you have beds that are not just this hard rock surface, so to speak?
Yeah, we can kind of promise that we don't have those hard inner spring mattresses. We actually have the Cloud 9 mattress, and they are exceptional.
I think
in
you're supposed
comfort.
To say Cloud 9.
Cloud 9.
how
you
does
feel it, like you're sleeping on a cloud.
So tell me about, so really, they're you know, the high-end mattresses.
Yes.
Oh.
Absolutely. And they're, you know, they're, we've had all people, all walks mm-hmm. of life say, great for my back. I've slept the best I've slept in a long time. So all of those kinds of things,
right.
which are fantastic. We now want what, everybody to have a good night's sleep.
Now, what if I like a king size bed, like the sprawl out, flop flip, or do you like the queen beds? I mean, what kind of amenities do you have that way?
Sure, we have king rooms. Uh-huh. We also have queen rooms. We have double queen rooms, so we've got some suites as well, which I really like, especially if you're a family, because then you've got some extra room for the kids to sit down and play or whatever might need
to
happen.
Now, how many beds total do you have? Do you know?
We have 76 rooms total.
Okay.
The amount of beds.
So 76 rooms, and I'm not going to put you on the spot with the math, you know.
Okay, good.
Jenny's in here. Maybe she can, you know, she's off on the wings here, you know. And well, how many do you know?
What's 96 plus 28?
96 plus 28. I don't know. 96
or
plus 30.
114.
Yeah, somewhere in there. So you got a lot. You can accommodate
a lot
of people. Well, I like the idea with the suites, because I know when we travel as a family, well, one of the first things they all argued, you know, three boys, oh, you know, somebody ended up on the pullout or whatever. And so they'd always, well, I don't get that. And we'd always have to rotate that around. But with, you know, the amenities that you have, you could have one person in the extra queen, and then the other room, you got the other two.
Right. So everybody has a little bit of extra elbow room.
Yeah.
Yeah. That keeps everyone happy. Keeps the fights down, right?
Oh, yeah. Keeping, and especially my wife,
with
keeping her happy is the most important thing.
Smart man.
Now, what about, you know, if I have a special request because I want to be on the top floor, you know, because I want it quiet. I sleep through the night. I take out my hearing aids and I sleep through the night. My wife, however, will hear the smallest sound. And, you know, I always say she at home, she hears a mouse fart and she'll wake up. So I don't know if I can say that on the radio, but I just did. So your rooms, are they quiet? What are those types of amenities?
Right. So, you know, overall, yes, we are quiet. You, you can't always anticipate those needs. But what happens is if for some reason, if someone came to us because they heard mm-hmm. that mouse fart, well, then we would move them to another room.
Right.
Because the bottom line is we want our guests to be 100%
sure,
happy.
Sure, kids are running up and down or whatever. Well, and having somebody on staff 24/7, you can always call the front desk. I know one night we heard somebody, 2 in the morning, the TV was on. So we called and they actually had come up and took care of that situation. The person fell asleep. You know, and one of those things.
And those things happen.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that people need to know that, you know, want to do a staycation or have friends and family coming in? What's the website they should go to?
It is durangoco.hamptoninn.com.
So durangoco
dot HamptonInn.com.
All right.
And that'll get you directly to our website here in Durango.
And a local phone number will be on there and people can call. Like you're like me. I like to actually talk to someone. So website one more time.
DurangoCO.HamptonInn.com.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier kind of the concierge. So when people come in, if they do have questions, you guys will help take care of things. You want them to feel right at home.
We do. And it's all about the guest experience. We want them to walk away saying, oh my gosh, that was so fantastic. Yeah. They took really good care of me. So you might walk in as a guest, but we want you to feel like a VIP.
Yeah. And be part of the family. And you probably have repeat customers, I'm assuming, because I know.
We do, yeah.
So I was driving by a month ago or whenever it was, and I saw a bunch of Corvettes.
Oh, yes.
In your parking lot. And I went, obvious. And I've seen them there previous years.
Yep.
I don't know who the group is or what it is, but they seem to come back every year.
Well, you might know that Chris is a big car guy.
Right.
So we do a lot of the car clubs, and we had the Corvettes, and some during the Mini Coopers, we had some of the Mini Coopers staying with us.
Uh-huh.
But it is so much fun. And of course, you can't help but love those classic cars.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just fun, too. And you're, you know, want to go take a little stroll out in the parking lot and look around and check them out.
I know.
Yeah.
And those guys, they keep them so nice and clean.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just, ooh.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I live on a dirt road, so you know that doesn't work for me. Let me ask you, with the 416 fire code, so to speak, and it's a promotion,
right?
I don't want to, that didn't sound right, but using a code, put 416 fire, you can go in there and let them know, and then you're having this promotion now. How long does the promotion go on?
Well, it'll definitely go on through the holidays.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So it's, you know, you've got, we're actually, it's the 29th of October already.
I know, huh? It's going quick.
I know. And it's going to be the end of the year before we know it.
Oh, okay.
So actually, it'll go on through April.
Oh, well, there you go. A little bird just told you that.
A little birdie just told me that.
You know, I wish I'm going to start rolling video on this, Jenny, because. You know, I'm stealing a cheat sheet here because I want to make sure that I'm getting everything. One of the things you guys have received. I was just going to say that outstanding inspection. So it's quite an accomplishment to receive one outstanding inspection, white glove.
Yep.
You know, surprise inspection. But you guys have received how many?
3 in a row, which is fantastic, and it's a Hilton standard, so that means the standards are very high.
Right.
So for Hamden Inn here in Durango to get 3 outstanding inspections in a row, we couldn't be happier.
So, and that I'm sure that kind of is that entire experience, from the cleanliness to the clean to the wonderful omelet you can have to the pancakes or the waffles
staff,
rather
to the repairs to all of it. So,
wow.
Yeah. So. We're working on number 4.
Oh.
And we want to make sure we're going to keep going. So now we have a goal set.
Okay. So you got the number, the 4th outstanding inspection, the quality assurance.
That's right. And I'll call and let you know when we get it.
All right. Well, it's all on your shoulders now.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No.
Website one more time.
DurangoCO.HamptonInn.com.
And your location?
North Main, so 3777 Main Avenue.
Yep. And you're on the west side of the road out there.
Are we on the west side?
Yeah, west side of Maine. Yeah. Oh, I know where you are. Trust me, you are. You know, it's so nice to be able to say across from Salt 360, because when I've interviewed them, I've said across from the
Hampton Inn.
So we're going to use them as a landmark.
That's right. So, you know, here in Durango, I lose focus of which direction I am.
Oh.
So I need my compass.
You're that way.
Okay, right. That's
absolutely
exactly right.
Maria, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for being a chamber member, and we're going to send it back to the studios. Don't forget Hampton Inn for all your friends and relatives coming into town, and just tell them 416 fire and take advantage of the ongoing promotion until April. We got to send it back to the studios.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Bye. You bet. Everybody have a great day, and I'm going to go drink some more coffee. Take care.